If there's anything that has come into your heart, I'd like to hear about it. Okay? I know you had a word. Do you recall what it was?
The king is coming. Make path straight.
Okay. Here's what I heard this morning. My son, you will enter into my presence totally unprepared. That help? Did you hear that? Totally unprepared. And trust me to open the service with prayer and intercession, and to release my spirit to have his way, and to decree my plan for the house of prayer for all nations. Do not judge the nations. This is my job to do. I will judge in due season and not before. Trust me, my spirit, to reveal all things. And then he reminded me of the shirt that I wore this morning. Trust was the word that I heard. But I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord and declare with me. Say, Father, we decree.
Father, we decree
that your plan will unfold,
that your plan will unfold
for the house of prayer,
for
all nations,
are welcome,
no matter where they come from,
or their background, or their color, or their mistakes.
Lord Jesus, you picked us up.
You picked us up.
You healed us. And you're still healing us.
And
we're looking for more.
And we're looking for more.
In Jesus' name.
Amen?
Amen. I also want to remind you that during this new beginning of a new year, 5770, that these days are 10 days of awe. So be prepared. Awe. Awareness that God is in charge. So I want to keep that in mind and keep it so that you'll know that the King is coming to prepare the path, to let him come in and let him do what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. And we're very privileged this morning to have Jessica with us. So come on up, sweetheart. I asked you a question of how he kept you going during those marvelous times down in North Carolina.
Marvelous, yeah.
Tell us about how marvelous it was.
It wasn't quite what I expected it to be.
Well, what did you expect? Let's say it that way.
You can't really mentally prepare yourself for anything like that, because you think you are, and you're like, yeah, we've heard it from our recruiters that the workouts are just like that, but then when you get there, it's overwhelming. Very overwhelming.
Very overwhelming.
I remember for the first 2 weeks I cried every night in Iraq. I wanted to go home so bad.
Yeah.
It was awful.
And how do you think you stayed there?
I prayed a lot. Every night. About everything before I did something too. All the time.
So in other words, the Lord was more aware that you were there and that he was sustaining you?
I was hoping he was, because I kept calling out to him.
Uh-huh. Do you think others were interceding for you as well?
Yes. I got the letters. The cards.
The cards.
Every card that was sent, I received. Sorry I wasn't able to write back to everyone, but...
That's okay.
They were
That's
much okay. appreciated.
They were appreciated.
Yes, they
Sweet.
Were.
Sweet. Sweet. So how do you think our country's leaders are able to sustain in their business and their jobs? How about prayer, huh?
That's all you can really do is pray. I had a person that slept next to me who we would pray together almost every night with everything that we did. They called it devotions. You had 5 minutes for devotions.
Wow.
But we prayed a lot, and our prayers circle went from her and I to then the person that slept next to her and then the person that slept under her. So by the end of boot camp, we had 5 or 6 people in our prayer circle. Yeah.
Oh, praise God. I think it's awesome they allowed it. I know. They said that they had a prayer before the graduation.
Yeah, they do.
They said that they recognize God as their leader.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard something this week, and it relates to the Marines. And your song talks about the shores of Tripoli.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I never knew why that was there. So you're a Marine. Do you know why that particular sentence?
It was from a battle that we fought and we overcame.
Yeah.
And then
but do you know what
the verse was written there. And yeah. They were saying it to that they were powerful.
Do you know when that was happening? The beginning of the 1800s. I never knew this until this past week. There was a gentleman on the Praise the Lord program, and he is a historian, an expert in history. And he pointed out that right after George Washington, in the beginning of the 1800s, after the Americas were actually a reality, the United States, we then began what the Marines are today.
Yes. And they disbanded before that.
Yeah.
And then they, after that battle, they were allowed to come back.
Right. And because of what they did, but I never knew what they fought. Did you know what they fought?
I learned about it, but that was phase one, so a lot of
phase one is kind of... Well, I can remind you now because I know. Otherwise, I wouldn't know.
Our drill instructor said to my uncle, they're like, she didn't learn about that? And Blake's like, well, that was like phase one, so it's probably a blur to her right now.
But in reality, that was... there's a name for that particular war that we had, but it was with Islam. And I never knew that it was with Islam. And Washington was so upset because it lasted 30 years. And this war that we had with the Islamic different republics, you know, the different nations, and we beat them so bad that they left us alone for 100 years. And I thought, wow. And that's the beginning of the Marines. The Marines were prepared to beat them, and they did. And they did it with prayer, as well as with weapons. Yes, Bob?
You found about the shores of Tripoli. Mm-hmm. How about the halls of Montezuma?
Well, no, educate us.
I don't know either. I want to know if you knew.
I think it actually was in
Mexico.
Around in the southern...
Southern Mexico, yeah. It is in Mexico.
But that verse was written. That verse was written at Tripoli.
Yeah.
That's where they wrote it, because they started singing it.
In the northern part of Africa is where we really did a number on them. And that became such a victory that even to this day it is sung about. And like I said, forgive me for not remembering the name of the war, but it did last 30 years and we won it. So that's pretty
my
intense.
Knowledge about song.
I don't even know the name of the war, and that's shameful.
The 30-year war.
Is it the 30-year war?
That's what came to my mind.
It may be. It may be. But it was fought against the Islamic different nations that were out trying, and they were actually robbing our boats.
Yeah, it was, and then Tripoli was the castle that was there. Was the castle. Uh-huh. And that's why the shores of Tripoli, it's like... the shores, and then also Montezuma too.
Mm-hmm.
They attacked the castle.
Okay. Now, how's your life changed since this new reality of this young lady?
A lot of civilians are gross. Not all of them, but the ones who are younger, you can tell they don't. I was asked my mom. I look at people and I'm like, oh my gosh. Or I hear the alarm in the Verizon store on August Day, and I jumped because it reminded me of a noise that we had to use during training when there was something happening. So I jumped, and my friend was in the store with me, and she was like, what's your issue? She's like, the alarm's just going off. I was like, yeah, the alarm's going off. But I was just like, these little things that I learned in boot camp, like I found that even though I didn't think I was a very selfish person before going into the military, even though a lot of people who knew me were like, oh no, you weren't selfish, I think looking back on it, I was very selfish with certain things. Like, and I would say I was a team player because I kind of was, but then at the same time, before boot camp, if someone had something they were doing and I had to finish my thing, I would always finish my thing first, and I'd be like, oh, I can help you, I guess, like, and that was teamwork, but, or you just little things, like, you take advantage of little things that you didn't realize you had before, just, like, stupid things, like, being able to just sit down and not, like, have to worry about something, being able to lean back on a chair, like, just little things that people take advantage of, they don't realize. I think I might have felt the back of a chair 2 times this summer. Every other time you sit straight.
I noticed you weren't sitting back.
And yeah, it's habit. My uncle told me that yesterday. I'm trying to work better. That was just habit. When I was talking on the cell phone to my dad on Liberty, my uncles, they were laughing, but they weren't laughing because they were making fun of me. They were laughing because I was still in habit. I was talking on the phone to him like this. I had my bag in one hand. I had the phone in this hand. And my feet were still at the position of attention. I'm standing there like this talking to my dad on the phone. And my uncles are like...
Did you get a picture of that?
Or just like
it was my phone.
It was just little things that you people take advantage of every day. Then you realize like people that lose things. There's a few people who always lose things, and like you can't. What if you lose something that you definitely need? Like in our losing things are very valuable because if you lost it, you could. It's something that you need every day. Like if you lost a canteen, that's hydration you need every day, especially in Paris Island. It's just little values they taught us, just different things. Integrity, trust, confidence. I thought I was confident before, but when I got down there, there was no way I was confident down there.
Two stories, Jessica. One, you talked about confidence, your love of heights. Talk about what happened when you get up top of that barrel on top of those logs and how high that was.
Oh, when I was climbing to the top of the confidence course?
Yeah, how high are those logs?
I don't know how those logs were. They were high, though. It was called the Stairway to Heaven. And you walk up these logs, and they keep going up and up. It had to be at least 20 or 30 feet, I think. I don't know the exact amount, though. It couldn't have been 30 feet, but it had to be at least 20 feet. And you're not held down by anything. You're just climbing up the logs and climbing over them. And they have, like, these mats on the ground. But you're thinking, if you're falling from the site, those little mats are not really going to help me.
Jessica doesn't like heights. I didn't like heights at that point.
I've gotten a little bit better with heights, but... High heights, like the tower we had to rappel down, I did not like. But I've gotten used to like 20 or 30 feet, I'm a little better with. But the tower, when we had to rappel down a tower, not my thing. I was praying the whole way down. I was like, please don't let me pee on my drone instructor. She said that to me. I think she heard me though, because I heard, if you pee on me, you'll be wanting to stay on that rope. That's all I heard. I was like, I am. I was so scared. I was like, oh.
Crucible story that was precious. You learned the core values.
We learned, while through boot camp, we've been talking about core values, and we had to do this trail where you're doing like a patrol. So they had different things like contact love, which is when there's enemy on the left, and you have to go like bang, 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 and stuff like that, and you have to find them. And we were going down, and all of a sudden, my friend and I heard incoming, and that means there was a grenade coming, and there was two pine cones that fell. It was our drone instructor doing it. And without even thinking, her and I both jumped on top of them. And then she stopped, and she's like, did you two just jump on top of them? We're like, yes, ma'am. She's like, wow. When someone like obedience all over, is that's what discipline is in Marine Corps. That's what we had to say every day. Ma'am, discipline is the instant willing obedience to all orders, respect for authority, self-reliance, and teamwork, ma'am. And she's like, wow, instant willing obedience. And she's like, you did learn something in core values. And then my friend and I are laying there. She's walking away. And I'm like, did we just really sacrifice ourselves? She's like, yeah. She's like, I think we did. I was like, wow. We just got up. We're like, oh. Yeah.
So you learned about character. What is character?
Character is... Well, for us, it's core values. That's what we learn. Yes. Honor, courage, and commitment.
Yes, yes. Courage and commitment. Not to let go.
Dedication, respect.
And be there on time.
If you're not there 15 minutes early, you're not on time.
How does this reflect in that you come back and have to deal with your mother?
Actually, she's been pretty good. This morning we were running late. I'll admit, we ran late this morning because I was ironing my uniform. And I was like, nope, wrinkle. And still, I didn't get them all, but I tried my best.
Great looking shoes.
Yeah. Very shiny.
Yes.
I
love those things.
They hurt your teeth.
They do.
How long do they let you have your hair?
Actually, you can have your hair as long as you want, as you can keep it back. But sometimes you can tell, like some girls, they need to cut their hair because they have regulations on the bun size. Your bun can't be wider than your head for sock buns. I don't wear a sock bun. I wear the braids, and the braids or anything can't go past more than 3 inches from your head. But some females, they told us, and the our donors were like, I hope you guys don't become like those females who they think just because they have their hair in their bun, they don't have to cut their hair. But because the length that I'm going to keep as the one, I have my hair down here right now, and that's good because it doesn't go too far from my head or anything like that. But some girls in my platoon had to cut their hair because they had really long hair, and their buns are just too big. Or you could have short hair. Your hair can't go shorter than, for females, a half an inch, I think, is the shortest you can go because they don't want you looking like men.
You've got to look like a lady.
Well, you have to, it's like a Kevlar, they say. The joke was, we don't need to wear Kevlars in war because all we have to do is bend our head down and the bullets will deflect off the gentleman's hair. But no, it's like, yeah, you have to keep down. I used to get a headache from it in the beginning, but now I'm used to it because...
If there was any kind of wisp, or even
if it was one little piece hanging down for a while, I didn't really know how to do my hair with the certain brushes they gave us because I still have my bangs. I just put them down and I blend them in now that I know how to do it. But I didn't know how to do that at first, so I would have bangs falling out, and they'd be like, "You can have bangs in your uniform technically," but I haven't gotten to it. But so if you have even one little hair, be like, your hair's a mess, you need to go fix that right now. Or, like, one little piece hanging out, like, your hair's a mess, go fix that right now. And, like, our drone search hairs were always perfect after run. They would be running with us. We'd be dying, our hair would be falling out, and they'd be standing there, their hair's, like, all plastered back, so perfect, and they did everything that we did. We're like, geez. By the end of boot camp, we knew how to do that, too. But it's just, like, one, you just want everything to look perfect. You don't want your hair to be messy and your uniform to be good, or your uniform to be messy and your hair good. It has to all fit together. Uniform regulation. Everything we do is uniform regulation now, even in the civilian world. You can't let anything go wild. Your hair can't be a mess and stuff like that. It has to be.
Because you represent.
Exactly. You represent all. So if one is messed up, they're going to think everyone is messed up.
So what's next?
I have more combat training, which I'm not really looking forward to, but you got to get it done. and then I have my job school after that, and then wherever they tell me to go after that.
Do you know what job?
I have intelligence, but I don't know what field of intelligence is yet. I don't know. There was the guy going around for my security clearance. All my friends keep messaging me and telling me, so the FBI was looking for you while you were gone. And
that's cool.
I was like, no. Because they interviewed quite a few of my friends, with my mom and my family and stuff like that. But
it's awesome.
It feels good to be home now. It was weird at first, though. I went to go. I had to buy a new pair of sneakers because I'm so used to having the support that we have in certain shoes. And before I came here, I used to always wear like Converse and Vans, and those are like flat. And I went to go put on the shoes the other day, and I was like, wow, they were really uncomfortable. So I bought shoes yesterday, and my best friend Katie was with me. We take the same shoes as we always have. And the guy's like, I was like, oh, can I try on these shoes? And he's like, sure. And he goes, what size are you? I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't remember my shoe size, realized me. My friend Katie's like, she takes an 8, and she just looks at me and she starts laughing. I was like, well, I didn't have to worry about that with fast food. You know, you put on whatever this shoe do, you just put it on. Last time I had to think about a shoe size was the day I got there. But I couldn't believe that. They're like, what's your shoe size? And I was like, it's... And I was sitting there, I was like, And I look at Katie, and I think she knew I was trying to get her. She's like, 8? She's like, she takes an 8. I was like, yeah, I took an 8. So it is things like that. You start forgetting things. But my brother told me that would happen. Daniel said that you forget a few things. Like, things that aren't... You don't forget things, like, important things, but, like, things like that.
Trivia. Not important. So you have a new relationship with Daniel now.
Yes, Dan, Dan came, I didn't even know he was going to come to my graduation, but he called on family day and he said he was on his way. I didn't even know he was planning on coming. I figured he didn't have time or he wasn't going to get off. I was just expecting my uncles, my mom, and my Pepe. But yeah, but Dan showed up and I saw him, even though I don't think they knew this, because our graduation inside, it rained, it poured that day actually. It was pouring on my graduation day and I'm standing there at parade lights like this and I look up and then I recognize Daniel by the back of his head. I'm like, well, there's Dan. And then I see Mom and everyone walking up behind them. And it was so funny because I knew where they were, but because everyone looks the same from that far away.
Yeah.
And I can see them all going like this. Like, oh, I think she's holding my And they're like, they're pointing. I can just see them looking at me, and I'm trying to, look at them, and then, because you can't move, so I'm just, looking at them with my eyes, and even, it was just so funny, because they're like, Dan's like, no, she's not over there. He's like, I think she's over there. And I was like, I'm just watching him from there do that. But he was trying to be a mentor all day to me, though. It was so funny. I think he forgot I just came out of boot camp, because he was like, he'd be walking in front of me, and all of a sudden I hear him go, officer, officer. Yes, Daniel. I know. I learned that too. Just little things like, he's like, you do know you have to carry it. I'm like, yes, Dan. I carry that in my...
He's still playing the role of the big brother, huh?
And he was trying to tell me, you know that you can do this, this. I'm like, yes, Dan. We learned that too.
What's your hardest transition since you've been home? I've heard you say it three times.
What's your hardest transition since you've been home?
The whole going from having all of the structure and things like that to the chaos of the real world.
The chaos of the real world.
I really did almost start crying in Verizon yesterday. We went to Verizon because I had to get my own phone line. I really did. I had to hold back. I almost started crying because I was so, right now. Mm-hmm. I was so overwhelmed by it. I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's like, calm down. My mom was like, oh, there's
everything that could go wrong at Verizon for her to get her phone went wrong. And then you try to explain the people just, they look at you like you have two heads. And I was watching her and I was seeing what it was doing to her. Because when I had the phone call that they were messing with her, the military and me kicked up and I says, I am on my way. This one's outside trying to stop me before I get in the building.
I was like, I'm looking at my dad, I'm looking at my friend, I'm looking at my mom. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, what is so hard to comprehend about this? Like, you just do this, this, and this, and you're done. And the guy's ringing around the bush, looking at me like I'm an idiot, like I have three heads. I'm like, I've had structure for 13 weeks. I don't know what's going on. I'm like looking outside, and I'm like, oh my God. I just sat down, and I was just like, I just looked at my dad, and he just started taking care of it. So I was like, I can't even. It's chaotic.
So dad was handy?
Yes. I mean, it strengthens you at the same time. You go out into the real world, and it's like, oh my God. Like. That's what else you realize when you come out.
Yep.
It's just the real world is so chaotic. There's no structure. I look at people. Everyone's. No one understands.
And nobody cares.
I was standing in line today. I don't know if I were so late. I'm standing there and I'm like, oh my gosh, this lady was taking so long. Like for the simplest things, they're trying to tell her that they don't have it, and she's trying to make it so they don't have it. It's like if they don't have it, you just got to move on, adapt and overcome. Like, I was thinking about, I always wonder if I was like that, though. Like, I was thinking about that. I was watching people, and they walk so slow. Like, time is so precious. You know what I mean? Like, why waste it?
Jessica, I remember being with you in a store. And I don't remember what store. And you asked for something, and they said, we are out. And you turned to me and said, I can't believe this. Why do we waste our time coming here? Yeah, you were like that.
But I didn't even.
There is one I want you to tell because this will make you smile. Tell me the story again about when your mom was trying to tell you something.
Oh yeah.
That was so funny.
My mom and I we were very much alike, as you know. And before I left, I used to details. I would tell everybody every single detail. Like, she was wearing this, and this hat happened, this and that. In boot camp, you're not allowed to do that. So, accidentally, not thinking, I accidentally, my mom was trying to tell me a story. Like, we were still there, and she was talking to me, and I'm so used to people just being like, come on, let's go. I asked my mom, can you just spit it out? I was like, tell me what happened. Just spit it out. And I was like, I didn't even mean to say that to her. I was like, I apologize. I don't mean to be like that. I don't mean to be rude. I was people, the ring around the bush stories now is... That also changed. Just like, just tell me, let's go. Or yes or no questions or stuff like that. But but now even with my friend, Katie was doing that to me in the car yesterday. I'm like, I'm going like this. I'm like, come on. I was like, where's the story? So
what's the point?
But I don't know. But that's the biggest transition is getting used to the real world now, outside of Paris Island, because.
Three times at Verizon, I heard her say, I want to go back so bad now.
I was just saying that, I love being home. I do. I love my family, but it's just, if some people just don't get it, and they're sloppy with their work, and they're just, the guys at the shoe store yesterday, I couldn't wait to get out of there, because they were just, ridiculous. They're just sloppy with everything, and it's just like I don't want to say, because I'm not better than anyone. We're all human, but it's just different. The military lifestyle, everything has to be done. Like, people, just the way they carry themselves sometimes, just, how could you go out like that? Like, right after we left Paris Island, I saw, like, these three teenagers walking around in, like these baggy, like, pants and, like, a hole in their shirt. I'm like, why do we want to go out in public like that? Like, I don't understand some of the things anymore. Like, I just don't, it's weird.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we are new creations.
We definitely are.
Now you have an understanding of the new.
I definitely understand, like, what my uncles were talking about that too. They told me I would realize it after boot camp, but I didn't understand. I remember I was sitting on the counter, and my uncle's like, they take someone who does that to a counter and things like that and turns her into da da da. I was like, what's wrong with the way I'm standing at my memes? And then now when I see that, I'm like, huh. This one person at the mall yesterday was leaning against the stanchion, and I turned to my friend, I'm like, does the stanchion need help standing up? Or... We used to get that a lot if you were leaning against the wall. I don't think my bulkhead needs your extra support. I don't think you're doing it any good. Stuff like that. I have nothing against you. All my friends are still the same. Katie is still Katie. She doesn't, her things don't bother me, but like when I see people I don't know, like you want to correct it, but you can't, because they'd be like, well, who are you? What makes you so much better than me?
So it puts your prayer list a little longer.
Mm. I think Verizon was the worst, though.
Verizon was
the worst. Well, I'm happy with everything that happened, like, with the outcome of everything yesterday, but it's just, like, I don't know, like I said, some people just don't understand. Like, I went from, and then the guy was trying to explain to me what was going on, and I was like, why can't we just do that? Like, why can't you just pick one thing, and we'll go with it, and we'll stick to it? I'm like, I'm used to having, and after my dad walked in, the guy's talking to my dad, and finally I was just like, I'm used to structure. I'm like, this is chaotic. I'm like, I can't even handle this. I just turned away and I started looking out the window, and I was looking out the window. My friend Chrissy was like, are you okay? I'm like, yes. I'm like, this guy is just an idiot and he doesn't understand. I was
that
like,
guy is one of the better people in there, Jesse.
I know, but I asked him before he came here. I looked at him, I'm staring at him. He's looking at me. I'm like, how long have you been working here? That's my friend. And he's like, since June? I'm like, when in June? He's like, the beginning of June? I'm like, oh, so like 15 or 16 weeks? I'm like, let's see. I was like, okay. He's like, why? I'm like, well, I left at the end of June, so I know that's 13 weeks. I'm like, so you've been here a little bit as long as I've been in my job, too. So I was like, I'm waiting. I'm like, yeah. I'm waiting for my dad to come. No, I had my military ID, though, and he kept calling it a badge. And Seth's like, it's not a badge. I was like, Seth, just let it be.
I corrected him, too.
I was like, don't even try. Well, I said military ID like 3 times. And he was like, well, she gave us her badge. She's talking to them, and I'm just like, I'm not.
They hear,
her badge.
They don't perceive, huh?
No one listens.
They
ears open, mouth shut.
Permission comes first.
I click. It's just, or you tell someone something and they're like, what? And then they do the opposite. I'm like, oh, goodness. Or you say, excuse me, on the airport. We got to the airport. It was the first, like, finally going home. And there was a group of loud security officers, like, standing there, like, security guards. And they were joking, having a good time being so loud in the airport. And I just walked by, and I'm like, good evening, gentlemen. And they, like, the thing just went down. They just looked at me, they're like, because I just walked by, I'm like, good evening, gentlemen. I just kept walking, and my uncles are like, you know you don't have to do that, right? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I just wanted to see their reaction. And it was, like, this complete silence, like, kind of the group. They were like, they're looking, they're like, what?
Jessica, it's safe to assume you might not have done that 13 weeks ago.
Probably not. I probably would have just walked by. A lot of people, I find myself still saying it. You don't realize how loud people are either until you go there, like, in restaurants and things like that. I never realized because I was standing, like I said, you stay in the airport, or I was sitting in the airplane, I turned my mom, I'm like, they're so loud, and you can barely even hear them, and I'm like, they're so loud. Well, no,
yes. She has a new respect.
What's wrong, Isaac?
Here's a question.
Yes, Isaac?
Your question, Isaac.
Actually, how much have you been in the Marines for 3 days or something?
I've been home for almost 3 days.
You're too ready to leave.
10 days, and then if I get recruiter's assistance, 15 or 17, depending on how they get. Hold on, they give me. They're going to try to give me recruiter's assistance, though, so I can stay with the family a little bit longer. But
that would be nice.
It would be
and
nice.
Then when you go and back,
I go to North Carolina for 29 days to do the more physical things at boot camp. Boot camp, we learned a lot. You figure it would be a lot more physical than it is. Like, it is physically straining when you do stuff like that. But we didn't really do a lot of combat, a lot of things, except for the Crucible, obviously, and BW 2 Week, which is basic warrior training. And that's when you do all your low crawling. You go through the obstacle course with your weapon, and you're going under barbed wire and crawling through mud and things like that. But we're going to get a lot more of that. We're going to learn how to, like, throw grenades and things like that at MCT, which is Marine Combat Training.
Okay.
Which will be the more. And that'll be 29 days, and then I go straight from there to my MOS school. So I should be, depending on if I get career assistance or not, I'll be at my MOS school in November, early November, or late November.
Dan's going to be a little bit prideful here. She missed Sharpshooter by
four points. I was upset, though.
Well,
so this is the lowest you can get, but I missed by 4 points. But even the coaches said that it wasn't completely my fault, because at table two, they call it. At table one, I scored a 207 out of a possible 250. So I was like, I should be good for maybe getting sharpshooter or something. But at table two, they have this, they're moving targets, more up close things that you have to practice, like standing up, going down, and things like that. And the other ones were just long range shots. But this one were like quick fire shots. And my target at table two, I don't know what the male recruit back there was doing, but the target they're supposed to go, this is the target. It's supposed to go straight across like that. My target was going like this. He was like diddy bopping back there or something. I'm just watching it. I'm going like this, and I'm going, this is impossible to shoot this guy.
What are you trying to shoot this guy?
The rifles are only 7.76 pounds, but they feel heavy. Like, yeah. Even if, especially if you have to hold it like this on line.
Yeah.
By the barrel, you just have to hold it.
And with your arm
even then, when you're holding it, it still feels heavy, because when you're doing weapons manuals like that, the weapon does get, they say, it's so light. It is kind of a light weapon, but it's heavy. It gets heavy. But doing that kind of stuff, it's not, when you're using two arms, it's not that heavy. But
how about the
head
packs?
Those are heavy. The day packs, and you put everything in there that could possibly go in there that you never use during the day, of course, like three coats. A Kevlar that we use maybe three times.
Yes,
we've
gone back to Lejeune.
I'll be down in Camp Geiger. Okay. That's where it's kind of near Lejeune, though.
Right.
But yeah, that's where I'll be down by there. But
how much was your day pack? What is weight?
Your day pack, what is your weight?
I don't even know how much that weighs. I know when my mom went to open her bag, she's like, I come and do the Marines. I walk up to her and I pull it up by the handle of one arm. I'm like, nah, I'm going to get on the bed. For punishment, they used to make us, whenever we had a lot in our day pack, they used to make us stand on line and hold it out parallel to the deck with two arms, and when you try to keep it up there, or a Kevlar with one hand, that gets tired.
What's a Kevlar?
It's like a helmet, the helmet we wear, the protection for our head. Those get heavy, though, after a while. You think it's not heavy, you're like, oh, listen, that's how you're holding it, and then when you hold everything extended, like, I challenge, you try that, take an 8-pound weight and hold it out like this, that is heavy.
Yeah.
Like this, you're like, oh, this isn't bad, but when...
You extend your hand, right? The whole different ball game.
Yes.
I only do this to shoot my gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put our hands towards her.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we're just very, very grateful that you protected her and continue to do so. We're looking forward, Lord, to the amount of days that she'll be with us. And more important than anything else, continue to sustain her. Protect her, have your angels all around her, and also around her teammates, because they're going through the same thing that she's going through, and that they would also be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Would you give Lord a clap offering now? Thank you, young lady. Thank you so much. You did a good job, girl. And now may the anointing of the Holy One of Israel be with you as you go forth in this day. Enjoy the presence of the Lord as you go forth in Jesus. Continue to bless those that weren't here today. But bless us as we go forth in these days of awe. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.